Hi there, this is Chanel. I write and narrate Peace Out, and I'm so excited because by the time you hear this, I'll have finished children's yoga teacher training. This has been something I've wanted to do for a long time, and it's only been made possible now by some generous listeners who supported my fundraiser. Thank you again. I've recorded a special Peace Out story for those who donated, a story that won't be available here. I've already sent out most of the stories, but I don't have everyone's email addresses. So if you donated to my GoFundMe a few months back and haven't received your story, please write to me at peaceout@bedtime.fm so I can send it. Thanks again, and I can't wait to take what I've learned at the training and use it to help make Peace Out better. Okay, let's start.
Peace out.
Welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel. We're about to head out to space, but first, let's listen to where Mabel's safe space is. Here's Mabel.
I'm Mabel, and my safe spot is where my mama is. That's it. Bye.
Thank you, Mabel. You know what? Your mom is who you feel safe with, your safe space, but I bet you're her happy place. Really, try asking her. Let's close our eyes now. Whether you're sitting or lying down, just notice how your body is feeling right now. Start at the top of your head. Is it feeling heavy? Tight? Are you scrunching up your forehead? If you are, let it go. Your eyelids, cheeks? Are you clenching your jaw? Let that go too. Mouth can be a little open. Check your neck. Are your muscles feeling tight? Maybe move your head around a little to loosen your neck muscles. How about your shoulders? If you're sitting, try rolling them back gently, because it can be easy to find yourself hunched over. I just did it now myself. Give your arms a shake and let them drop down into your lap. Make tight fists with your hands. Squeeze, and now let it go. Feel your legs relax. Wiggle your toes, and if you're lying down, lift up your legs a little off the ground and roll your ankles around slowly in a circle. And now the other way, and let them gently down on the ground. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose now. One, two, three, and let it out through your mouth. Three, two, one. In through your nose. One, two, three. And out through your mouth. Three, two, one. One more time. Breathe in. One, two, three. And out. Three, two, one. Let's pretend we're in a spaceship. It has gleaming white walls that curve up at the top, lots and lots of buttons on the panel in front of you, and round windows to look out of. Right now, you can see blue sky outside. We're going to do the calm down countdown to lift off into space so we can look at a black hole. When we do this, breathe in when you hear a number and breathe out in between the numbers. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Use your imagination again. Look out of the round windows. The blue sky has been replaced with a darkness so deep that you feel like you might fall into it. And actually, where we're headed, you could fall into the darkness. We're going to visit a black hole today. We won't go too near it, though, because black holes have very, very powerful gravity, the force that pulls things towards it. So anything around a black hole would be pulled into it. A black hole will even absorb the fastest thing in the entire universe, light. Keep your eyes closed right now. Get used to this dark. Breathe in. Breathe out. It's pretty dark, right? Now, keeping your eyes closed, put your hands over your eyes. See the difference in darkness? Take your hands off and put them on again. Off and on. And now, put your hands together and rub them. Rub them a little faster. And now, put your right hand over your right eye. Put your left hand over your left eye. Rest them gently. Take a nice breath in and let it out. Feel the warmth of your hands. When you're ready, stand up. We're almost at the deep, dark black hole. Remember, we'll stay a safe distance away, though. Black holes start off as neutron stars. Those are stars with a very dense core that will eventually push so hard into itself that it will crush itself or collapse. Now that we're standing, we're going to slowly collapse downwards. But we aren't going to just flop our entire body down to the floor. No, we're going to do it slowly as possible, giving our backs a nice stretch. Let's stand with our feet hip width apart. So your feet should be lined up right under your hips. You can close your eyes for this. Imagine that suddenly, someone has attached a weight to the top of your head and to your fingertips. The weight is not so heavy, but just heavy enough that now you feel your head and hands starting to sink towards the ground. Gravity is taking over. Let your head gently fall towards the ground. Keep your neck relaxed and begin bending gently towards the ground, following your hands. Now you should sort of look like you're folded in half, fingertips touching the ground. Your head is heavy and hanging down between your arms. Your legs are still strong, though, and holding you up. If you want, use your right hand to grab your left elbow and your left hand to grab your right elbow. Still hanging down, you can gently shake your head no right now. Or, if it feels better, nod your head yes. Now that we've collapsed sort of into ourselves, like a black hole, let's straighten back up again. Let go of your elbows and let your arms hang again. Slowly start raising yourself up, leaving your head for last. Well done. Let's lay down on the ground now. It's time to activate your imagination again. You're back in your seat in the spaceship. Look out the window again. We can see the black hole now. Now, in real life, black holes are so far away and so small in our sky that no one has ever taken a real photo of one. Scientists even today are working together to put a picture of a black hole based on the signals they are recording from telescopes from around the world. I wonder what a real one would look like. Will they look like the pictures we've come up with based on what we know? I can't wait for the day when astronomers and scientists will eventually get a real photo of a black hole from their study and we can see it. But right now, let's imagine the black hole as we know it. The center is pitch black, so dark even light disappears in it. And ringed around it is this glowing matter that is super hot and swirling that hasn't been pulled into the black hole yet, but eventually will. The matter will be pulled by a force called gravity. We have gravity here on Earth too. I mean, back on Earth since we're on our spaceship. That means everything on the Earth's surface is being pulled towards the center of the Earth. It's like this. Raise up one of your arms a little off the ground. Now let go. Raise your other arm a little off the ground. Let go. Let's raise a leg off the ground now. Let go. And now the other leg. And let go. Gravity pulled our legs and arms back towards the earth. Take a deep breath in here and let it out. Another deep breath in and out. Sometimes it can feel like life is like a black hole, where happiness and light and hope are being sucked in a way. When you feel this way, what are some things that you can do to bring back the light? Or if you've listened to our constellation episode, your glow. Here are some ideas. Read a book. Take a nap. Have some quiet time in your room. Hug your dog. Watch TV, but not too much. Play outside. Go for a run or play basketball. Draw a picture. Sing loudly. Put on some music and dance around. Or just sit back and listen. Talk to a friend or parent or teacher or uncle, grandmother, or anyone you trust. It doesn't have to be about what's bothering you if you're not ready to talk about it. It could just be chatting about anything. Sometimes it just helps to be around someone you care about and who cares about you. You could write in your journal, do some yoga, meditate, listen to Peace Out or the Storytime podcast. Close your eyes and take deep breaths while counting to 3 or down from 10 like the Calm Down Countdown. Can you think of any other ways to feel better or calm down? Is there a place you like to go to? A person who really gets you and you feel safe with? A special toy or photo or book or sweater that just holds happy memories that you can hold on to again when you need it? If you can think about one or two things now, then hopefully it'll be easier to remember when you need it. Listeners from around the world are telling us where they feel safe. It's great to know where you can go whenever you need help or just to be somewhere or maybe with someone to calm down. Then you know exactly where to go when you need it, right when you need it. If you want to share about your safe space or person or thing, you can send your recordings to peaceout@bedtime.fm and you might hear yourself on a future episode like Mabel from today. And who knows, maybe your recording will give someone else listening to Peace Out a great idea to use next time they're feeling down or upset. And sometimes, there are some of us who feel really down and very much like we are in a dark place that will never see light again. And this feeling doesn't easily go away, even if we've tried everything that I just mentioned and more. If you ever feel like this, please find a grown-up that you trust and tell them about it. Sometimes we have feelings that aren't just big feelings. They're too heavy for us to carry on our own, and it's absolutely okay to ask for help. That's it for this time. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you're feeling good right now, happy, safe, and calm. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out is written and narrated by Chanel Sang and produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM.